Okay, section number six, federal finances and the reinvention of everything. There's a little understood fact, and I sympathize tremendously with the effort that Congress has been trying to make, because when you re-engineer the U.S. federal budget, you literally re-engineer the global economy. I've always been amazed at how sort of that is not a popular understanding. And so I finally, over the holidays, decided to sit down and write a very serious piece on the fiscal cliff, but it's not so much on this year's fiscal cliff. It's on the obstacles to reengineering the federal budget. It's called Coming Clean Beyond the Fiscal Cliff, and it lists the 22 sort of infrastructure, systemic reasons why reengineering the federal finances has some very deep political challenges, and it's because the federal budget is at the heart of engineering the global model, the central banking warfare model. So when you, and at this point we have an entire upside down pyramid of paper with a huge, you know, trillions of derivatives on the top, which is now securitized and trading off of the cash flows that come out of the federal budget. So literally when you re-engineer the federal budget, you're re-engineering the global economy, including the global derivatives book. And that's, you know, conceptually that simple, but it's complex. We're going to publish it next week, and then we'll be talking about it with Franklin next week on the Precious Metals Market Report as well. Let's talk about sort of the federal finances and the reinvention of everything. We saw the just unprecedented monetary and fiscal stimulus this year. On the monetary side, we saw Operation Twist and then QE3. I have an article that I published when QE3 happened called QE3, If You're in the Real Estate Market, You Need to Pay Attention, where I talk about the extent to which I think QE3 is cleaning up a lot of the criminal liabilities on the mortgage portfolios, and that's the basis of moving forward in the housing market this year. But what's incredible is we've never seen this massive amount of stimulus, both throughout the developed world. So it wasn't just in North America, it was in Europe and Japan as well. We've never seen this kind of stimulus lead to, combined with unprecedented low interest rates, lead to no economic growth, if anything, a slowdown. So this is a kind of dead cat bounce, which is a very big deal and has never really happened to this extent before. And so the question is, now the central banks and the government, sovereign governments, have dug themselves in deeper instead of digging themselves out. And so we're looking at now getting into a real serious grind. One of the things that has happened in connection with the behind-the-scenes discussions on the fiscal cliff is we're literally now seeing a drumbeat for reinventing the fundamental governance structure. We saw the New York Times on December 30th, I kid you not, come out with an editorial saying that we ought to trash the Constitution. We have the head of PIMCO at the same time coming out with an editorial saying divided government is good. And basically, you combine them, what they're saying is, we need a fascist government to manage a centralized economy. Sort of the message is, we can't be dealing with levering the, you know, the global financial pyramid by giving veto power to a bunch of Yahoo know-nothing people from Hickory Valley, Tennessee. I'll use my neighborhood. Particularly if they don't know what's going on, because we don't let them go on, how can we give them a vote because they're so ignorant? So you have a real rejection of democracy and the democratic process. And this is particularly scary coming in because the fiscal cliff decision that was approved January 1st, January 2nd, really is a kick the can. So all the issues of spending and the debt ceiling have kicked into February and March. Given, let's just talk a second about what March is. March is when the corporations who file on or function on a calendar fiscal year file their SEC documents and pay their taxes on March 15th. Then you have individual taxes on April 15th. Given the slowdown in a variety of sectors and given the sensitivity of the layering on of financial regulations, that's a very difficult time at best. To pop onto it, the spending cuts and the debt ceiling makes it a very politically difficult time. At the same time, I think the clear message in the market responded very positively, but the clear message of the fiscal cliff this time is corporations are going to be protected. If you look at the pork that flew through for corporate sweethearts, including Goldman Sachs, it was pretty remarkable. And again, all the talk was of individual taxes, corporations touched very lightly. Another part of reengineering the federal finances in 2013 that is quiet in terms of the corporate media, but very important to everybody on this phone call, is the implementation of regulations implementing the Basel III Accord. And it is going to do a lot to make credit more difficult and expensive for all of us and small business. And it stresses the importance of creating ways to do peer-to-peer and personal funding without the banks. You don't want to let yourself get cornered on the banks. The banks are being put under tremendous pressure to basically buy treasury securities as opposed to lend money out on Main Street. One of the things that you saw coming out of the fiscal cliff discussion at the end of the year was people thinking that, there's good news, our taxes aren't going up or aren't going up as much as they expense. One of the things to understand is if you look at the vies we're in, whatever we do not pay in taxes, we will pay in debasement. Because if you don't cover the expense or the government expenses with taxes, you're going to borrow the money and it's going to translate, it's going to come around and hit us as debasement of the currency, particularly because if you look at the way the inflation is working, the machinery has found ways of channeling the excess cash into places other than Main Street. And so the revenues aren't coming onto Main Street, but the expenses are. So one way or another, it's going to hit our budget, and we need to be prepared for that diminution, not just of our dollars, but of our time as well, because it's going to hit if it's not going to hit your money, it's going to hit your time. So it's a fait accompli. And so prepare for more taxes, whether it comes in the form of taxes or debasement, and whether it comes from the federal government or the trickle down to state and local as well.